I'm Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program, and certainly I'm happy for the opportunity to greet you with the gospel of Christ wherever you're listening today. We're hopeful that you make the listening to the program a regular habit and that you will encourage your friends and neighbors to listen also. We're so grateful that Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And every man should take advantage of his opportunity to study to show himself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Our question for this week states, "I find it interesting that churches of Christ do not claim to be denominations. Would you please explain?" Well, certainly we would be happy to explain. We believe this is an honest inquiry, and we're always happy to explain exactly what we teach and exactly what we believe. In Romans 16:16, he says, "All of the churches of Christ salute you." And we also read from Matthew 16:18 yesterday that Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." We understand in the Great Commission given by Matthew that we are not allowed to observe anything except that which is taught by the Lord. In Matthew 28:18-20, Jesus said, "All authority hath been given unto me in heaven and upon earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have taught you. And lo, I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world." Now, my friends, for us to have the blessings and the presence of the Lord ever about us, we must do those things which He has taught. We must teach those who are lost, baptize them into the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, as was said on Pentecost for the remission of sins, Acts 2:38. And we believe they're added to the Lord's church, Acts 2:41-47. And then we're to teach men to observe all things that the Lord has taught. That does limit us, and we do not want to go outside of the bounds of that teaching. If we did, then we would be a denomination. But if we do not, then we're simply the church of Christ. In Jude 3:1, he says, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you, that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." Now, this very simply is the reason that we, as churches of Christ, do not claim to be denominational bodies. We cannot be a part of something of a sect or a party. We believe that all men are invited to obey the gospel, and at the present time in these United States and over our world, there are several thousand congregations known as simply the churches of Christ. As the New Testament times were, so these congregations are. That requires faith, repentance, confession, and baptism as terms of admission, and then we have no creed but Christ, no book of discipline but the New Testament. And we meet on each Lord's Day for public worship, which consists of prayer and praise and gospel preaching, the Lord's Supper, and giving as we have been prospered. In accordance with Acts 2:42, we have no ecclesiastical organization or headquarters, but on the contrary, we recognize only the authority of Christ as administered by the apostles and embodied in the New Testament. We have no officers in the church except those authorized by the New Testament, that is, elders, deacons, and evangelists. I'm hopeful that we're getting over to the point where we can answer the question of this querist: why do you people not claim to be a denomination? I believe, my friends, that you will find this appealing when you see the truth of the matter. It's been a pleasure for us to study with you today. Don't forget, my friends, to read your Bible and believe those things which are revealed therein. They are true and cannot be wrong.